And then one of the things that I said, it is there that they can absorb what is coming to them, if it's a dangerous, if it's a, even if it's the polar bear seems to wander off into the camp, they will always see it close by. So they would either kill it or chase it away. You remember, these people were very conservative people. They don't just kill any animals that is big and got, that can go rot early in a day during the summer. They kill animals that they can swiftly put it away and preserve it so it won't be destroyed. Okay, let's get back to this most, the same topic. Trying to explain where the story took place and why it takes place there. I was talking about a legendary character by the name of Weesagejack. He plays the part of mystery. We, nobody seems to know exactly how old this Hudson Bay is, the bay, the shore. The geologist, an archaeologist both also, I think agree a certain number of ages how old this section would be. Some geologists that I have spoken to have said 10,000 years ago. In part of the land, and the Hudson Bay, James say, was covered with water, at least 10,000 years ago. Some protruding outcrops of the rocks were exposed, slowly ventured through the time, and appears as a land and covers the land later. So after that time period, that's when the Umaskigos began to move in. And in that time is, it's a timeless history. We don't know what time, when, how many years. So the story in our legend took place in the Hudson Bay area. It is still there. But how old is this section is a question. How old will that be, where this a mysterious object is there? It's still there today. And it is called Weesagejack's Shelter. It's in that, very close to that Cape Henrietta Maria, but towards to northwest section. It could be about 15 or 20 miles from the actual peninsula. You could see the peninsula from there, and you could almost see this object from the peninsula. This shelter, the shelter of rocks. The rocks, you know, the limestone, the large limestone that were there, and they were formed into a shelter, open end to the south, just like the way the Indian people do. They usually put their shelter or a lean-to mostly to the north section and open to the south. This is exactly what these stones are set up. Apparently by the human mind and the human way of doing things. But the problem is, who did that? How did the person ever left those rocks? They say one piece of rock would not be able to move by one person or even two persons. But they were put into a shelter, standing up, I think. I'm not sure if they were standing. I didn't see them myself. But apparently, the way people sound, they've been stand on edge. And how many pieces, nobody said to me. I didn't see that, but I was very close there. But they are now going into the ground, more like the ground is overgrown, is there. The moss, all this stuff. And so, people have been mystified by it. Who made the shelter? How did they ever move the rocks? What did they use to move these and place them in as perfectly as it is? A perfection was very rugged long time ago. There's no such thing as a meter straight cut. There's no such thing. So, but at least placing those rocks was done by the human mind and the human strength, or if it's not, some other strength. So